This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on rigged elections and delegitimized democracy, increasing polarization. The early warning signal was a report that 40% of recently surveyed Republicans already believed that Acorn was going to steal the election between Trump and Clinton. Yes, that's down from the even higher percentages reported on other surveys since 2008, arguing that Acorn stole both elections for President Obama, but it's still total falsehood and fantasy backed by not one iota of proof, not to mention the fact that Acorn has not operated in the United States since 2010, which seems to trouble none of these conspiratorialists in the least about such a zombie attack on election purity. Now Trump, partnering with a hate-mongering, fact-averse Breitbart bunch, is putting out its first television advertisements with a subliminal headline, "Rigged," flashing across the screen. Trump told his rallies in Pennsylvania that the polls were all corrupt and that the only way he could lose the election in Pennsylvania was if the election were stolen and the whole process was rigged. Normally, these would be tactics only associated with what we usually call sore losers, except that Trump seems to have virtually trademarked the word loser and may not realize yet, as he undoubtedly will soon, how permanently that moniker will stick to him for the rest of his life, perhaps even in epic, historic terms. If this were just about Trump, we could easily ignore his attempt to inoculate his fanboys and girls from what is increasingly seeming like the inevitable. The problem, as we have all sadly seen in the 8-year war by the right to delegitimize Obama, is that such a strategy is designed to polarize and erode democracy, which in the vicious circle of our political life also paved the way for a Trump candidacy. Many will remember from the earliest days in office when President Obama, then a naive democracy advocate, tried to remind the congressional Republicans that he had won the election, believing that the mandate from the voters came with an understanding that some of his positions should be implemented in policy. We don't believe any of that nonsense in Washington anymore, that somehow the voters' will deserves respect. It's dog-eat-dog period, and the people take the hindmost, which is happening on a state-by-state basis where the right wing has been able to work their will without restraint. What does this augur? If Hillary Clinton prevails, will we once again watch her try to be bipartisan, as Obama did, and fail while the right quickly tries to reframe a defeat as not about them, but about the flawed Trump candidacy? Some are advancing the theory that the Senate could change hands if the Trump defeat continues on its current abysmal trajectory. A turnover of 4 or 5 seats would make the difference there for 4 years until 2020, when more Democratic seats are up for grabs. But that wouldn't break through the logjam, even if it would hedge against our worst nightmares. For the House to flip, 30 or so seats would have to change, and most pundits are estimating only half of that will happen. It's depressing when the end of this polarized dysfunction still seems nowhere in sight, even as November's outcome seems more and more inevitable. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.